Now, back home, five prisoners remain in hospital this afternoon, three of them in intensive care following a suspected group overdose in Portlaoise prison. A white powder was found and sent for analysis. This comes at a time when prisoner numbers are at record levels. According to the latest figures from the prison service, the system is currently at 112% of capacity. Carl Dalton is the General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having us on.
Not at all. Before we get to the broader issues at play here, can we talk about yesterday and about what happened? What have you been hearing?
Well, what we've heard is what we've said to the minister over the past number of months and years, that this was inevitable in a chronic overcrowded prison. And the stats they give you there are correct in terms of factually. But the reality is a prison that hasn't got spare beds to move prisoners around for various different things, as we've seen during the pandemic, is overcrowded about 90%. So we're far more overcrowded. And it's not including the reality that single cells now have bunk beds in them. And all of this leads to unrest, pressure on services, which inevitably has always led to drug misuse within the prisons.
How big a problem are drugs in Portlaoise?
Well, throughout the estate, as we see today, in the fallout of yesterday, it's as big a problem as anywhere else in the state, you know. Every prison has chronic problems with drugs. The prison services failed to put meaningful measures in place to prevent drugs coming into the prison. We were fully accepting that you will never keep all drugs out of prison. But some of the things you can do haven't been done.
Like what? What sort of measures could be introduced but haven't been?
Well, specifically for Portlaoise, a contingent of national officers from the Prison Officers Association, along with IPS officials, visited the prison in Northern Ireland to see the nets they use up there, which are of a metal design. So the issue of firebombing nets, say, for instance, and throwing things to get them through the nets, that's a preventative measure. They have not been implemented. And that was August of last year we were looking at them nets. So they haven't been implemented anywhere. So you have the firebombing of nets in the Dublin region at the minute because the nets don't stand up to that kind of attack, you know. So we aren't moving with the times. We're not moving with the intelligence that we have. And that's a huge risk for all our members.
It's only a few weeks since the home of a prison officer was attacked. So is the situation in Portlaoise, is it particularly tense?
It's tense all over the country. Our members are very well trained and professional in rehabilitation of prisoners. But to do that, you need the workshops, the gyms, the tuck shops all to run smoothly. You need the prisoners to be in these so they're occupied. Unfortunately, with overcrowding, one of the first things that happens is the workshops start to close, they come under pressure, and that forces prisons into yards and rec halls and areas where they're just bored and they're frustrated and the anger builds up. So the violence and the drug use increases. So our members are under huge pressure in every prison in the country because of this. And it all central to all of this is the overcrowding issue and the failure of the Irish Prison Service to provide extra spaces.
In relation to overcrowding, I know there's been some speculation that the prison service could reopen the prison in the Curragh, which was used as a civilian prison up until about 20 years ago. Is that something that you would favour?
Well, it's more than we favoured. It's something we proposed over a year and a half ago. There's three things we proposed. One was Castlereagh Prison, the open ground in there, to put modular homes in there that would have multi-cell occupancy. We suggested looking at Cork Prison, the old prison that's closed down. There's parts of that we visited and we believe will be reusable. And the Curragh was one of them. Unfortunately, it's had to take them a huge length of time to finally decide to even look at these. We aren't moving with the times. We hear the prison service again today talking about the 1,000 spaces between 2024 and 2030. By then, the 1,000 spaces will be eaten up, as has the spaces that they've created already, which are really only replacements for old spaces that have closed down, you know. So they aren't staying behind. Yes, we have proposed this and it was rejected initially, the Curragh prison. We would be in favour.
And you said it was rejected initially. Do you think it's something that the prison service might now look at again?
Well, they are looking. It's the pace at which they're looking at stuff. It's the timings. So we put these forward, as I said, over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. We presented to the minister at a conference in April of this year, and it's only in recent times they've looked at it. In fact, with Cork Prison, we visited it with the Irish Prison Service, and we saw the destruction because of the failure to maintain the building. And the building, while it's not ideal, would be better than having prisoners on floors. That's the position we have, and it's a better environment for staff to work in. It mightn't be the ideal environment, but in a crisis like this, anything that gives prisoners access to services is better than having them crammed into prisons. We know that from history. It's not that we have a crystal ball. We're seeing into the future. We're actually looking to the past and what has happened previously. Between us, we've in the national office here, we've over 30 years experience as prison officers. So this isn't our first time seeing this. It's unfortunate the prison service couldn't listen and foresee and plan for the future.
All right. Carl Dalton of the Prison Officers Association, thank you for joining us this afternoon.